Welcome to Omaha, Nebraska. Population 300,000 plus. It's a nice Midwestern city like any other, perched on the bank of the Missouri River, nestled in the heart of the breadbasket of the world. Nice folks live here in neighborhoods of all shapes and sizes. They work, eat, learn, buy things, and have fun in all kinds of places. Businesses, schools, and homes. And all of these places have one thing in common. Garbage. People in Omaha, like people everywhere, rarely think about the garbage they leave behind as they live their lives. Yet, there isn't much we can do these days that doesn't have a garbage effect. A solitary walk? Kick around a soccer ball? Watch TV alone? Sure, no garbage, but wait a minute, what about the paper carton of orange juice, the yogurt container, the beer can, hamburger wrapper, or Kleenex after your walk? What about the sacks, packaging, plastic bags it all comes in? What about the leftover materials from manufacturing soccer balls, running shoes, TV sets? Garbage? You bet. So what do we do about it? We put the garbage can at the curb, hide the dumpster out back, and it disappears, as if by magic. Yeah, magic. You know, they say that only kids believe in magic. Santa Claus, fairy godmothers. But when we grow up, we don't believe in the tooth fairy anymore. Except when it comes to garbage. We all seem to believe there really is a garbage fairy. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you the truth about the garbage fairy. This is what he looks like. And this is where he takes the garbage when he makes it disappear. See, there's nothing magic about garbage disposal. In Omaha, we pay tax dollars to a person in a big red truck to take it away. It's buried in a local landfill. 380,000 tons of it in 1 year. Now that's a lot of garbage. Do you find yourself thinking, oh, there's got to be a better way? Well, there is. It's called Cooperative Community Recycling, and this is how it works. Currently, the city picks up about 2,500 tons of newspaper throughout Omaha neighborhoods during a year. These papers are used by a local business to make cellulose insulation. Also, for the past 4 years, the Eastern Nebraska Community Office of Retardation, or NCOR, has operated a recycling program at a vocational workshop in Benson. It's called the Central Area Recycling Exchange, or CARE. CARE's recycling project has grown so large that there's no more room to process or store additional materials. Last year, CARE processed and sold over 100 tons of recyclables and provided training and work for 15 disabled adults. There's a waiting list of businesses and individuals who want to recycle as soon as CARE finds a bigger place to work, and there's a waiting list of disabled adults that need training and work. This building, called the Baylor Station, located north of downtown on Abbott Drive, is 11 years old. It was used by the city of Omaha as a transfer station where garbage from the eastern half of the city was baled before transporting it to the landfill. The facility closed in March of 1986. Because of the requirements of the bonds used to build it, the building and its equipment cannot be sold or leased to a for-profit business. The city must maintain it whether it's vacant or in use. In July of 1987, the City of Omaha and NCOR reached an agreement that will allow CARE staff and job trainees to move into the Baylor Station. Omaha's Solid Waste Recycling Center is due to open in the fall of 1987. The city will provide utilities and maintenance of the building for the first year. Omaha will continue to collect newspapers at the curb in all neighborhoods and deliver them to the recycling center for processing and sale. The Omaha Housing Authority will also allow separate collection of newspapers at high-rises for the elderly, and these will be delivered to CARE. CARE will receive and process office paper, computer paper, aluminum, cardboard, and hopefully glass. Revenue from the sale of recyclables will be used to maintain and expand the program. The long-range goal
is that the program from collection to sale becomes self-sufficient. There are a bunch of advantages to this program, including saving landfill space, training and employing disabled adults, reusing secondary materials, saving dollars, water, and energy, and the constructive use of an unused building. So, where do we come in? Well, first of all, we all need to learn more about recycling. According to the World Watch Institute's paper called Mining Urban Waste, The Potential for Recycling, there are a lot of good reasons for recycling so-called garbage. For instance, throwing away one edition of the daily newspaper is as wasteful as pouring a pop can of gasoline on the ground. Recycling the print run of one New York Times Sunday edition would leave 75,000 trees standing. Recycling paper uses 23 to 74% less energy than making new paper from wood pulp. Recycling aluminum uses from 90 to 97% less energy than making it from bauxite ore. Waste paper and scrap metal are the two largest exports out of New York Harbor. Just remember, burning and burying newspaper, office paper, and computer paper is causing larger numbers of trees to be destroyed than we are able to replace with new plantings. Burying aluminum in our landfills is just like burying dollar bills. Real dumb. So, now that we know why recycling makes good sense, we need to know how to do it. Now, this is a map of the city's newspaper collection district. Each district has a special collection day. For example, District 42 has a special newspaper pickup on the fourth Tuesday of each month. Bundle your newspapers or place them in sacks at the curb. They will be picked up between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. that day and delivered to the recycling center, where they will be processed by care workers. If you want to drop off aluminum or glass, you can bring them to the center weekdays between 8 and 4:30. We need you to participate. Tell your friends about recycling and make this work. If this program succeeds, and with your help we know it will, we can expand to a lot more material than just newspapers and aluminum. This is just the beginning. It's a cliche, but it's true. If you aren't part of the solution, you are definitely part of the problem. This is an everybody wins idea, so won't you help out? You can be a winner too. Recycle with care now.